الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another beautiful episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. We pray and hope that you and your families are in the best of health. Insha'Allah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Well, dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, today we have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is the destruction of arrogance. How severe arrogance is, and the consequences of being arrogant as well. And mashallah, to discuss this beautiful topic with me, I have in studio none other than Mawlana Abdul Qadir, hafidhahullah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi Musta.
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, mashallah. It's good to have you, Mawlana Sahib. I really, really do appreciate it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all that is best in this world as well as in the hereafter. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Well, Mawasab, we are going to be discussing about arrogance, the destruction of arrogance, the consequences of arrogance as well. But before we discuss, before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the one closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. So let us all collectively, full of love, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, this dunya, this world that we are in which we all are spending our lives, is in fact the sole land of the akhirah. And this dunya, this worldly life, it is a journey that takes us to death. So now we realize that we are placed in this dunya, right, for a short amount of time, for a limited amount of time. And we do not know when death will overtake us. We do not know when death will come, but death is something that is certain. It will definitely come. And our purpose in this dunya, our purpose in this world is what? It is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by committing sins like theft, gambling, fornication, etc. All of these sins. Now, together with these are apparent sins that a person can see. If someone steals, someone can see, okay, this person is stealing. Someone gambles, you can see that the act of gambling is taking place. Someone is disrespecting their parents, you can see that. But how many of us really pay close attention to the inner diseases that we have? And what are those? Those diseases are the qualities of jealousy, malice, hatred, envy, showing off, feeling good about yourself in a boastful way. And one of the most extremely dangerous inner sins is arrogance. And arrogance is something, such a disease, that it will completely destroy a person. Now, Musa, arrogance, we see that it is so rampant in today's time and age. You know, people, well, some people don't really think much and wonder, why am I being arrogant? To what point is there in being arrogant? Okay, if I have a big house, if I have a luxury car, if I have a good bank balance, if I have a good business, why should I be boasting about it? Why should I have this arrogance that if someone low has to come in front of me, if someone of a low status has to come in front of me, then why do I have to show arrogance? Why do I need to undermine such a person? Because there is no need for that if you really have to look at it, because the reality is this, that we in this dunya, we created from sand. We are going to return to the same sand. What point is there to be so arrogant? Why should a person be so arrogant?
SubhanAllah, the focal point here is that sand. Hmm. And that sand is so humble. I mean, you can build a house on it.
Right.
You can dig it and erect a pole in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can set up an industry on it. You can walk on it. You can jump on it.
Right.
You can drive on it. It never complains.
Mm-hmm.
It stays humble. And it has so many secrets hidden within it. And so many minerals, gems, jewels, diamonds, mm-hmm. copper mines, gold mines are all within mm-hmm. this same sand and the earth.
Why?
Why? Because it is humble.
Mm-hmm. SubhanAllah.
And if you see the plant species, the plants that stay the lowest, they get the biggest of fruits.
Mm, that is so true.
Such as lemon tree.
Right.
Has big lemons.
Yes.
If you look at mango tree, it's not very tall.
Right.
But medium size. It gets medium sized fruits.
Right.
And the smaller the tree gets, for example, let's say the vines of watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, watermelons are so huge, the children can't even pick it up. So, what is the result of this? Because it is crawling on the floor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is due to His humbleness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted such large fruits. And then, when we look at the tall places, tall trees, let's say for example, willow tree, the trees that grow in the mountains, and they are pointing upwards,
right?
You know, showing a face to the sky. And they grow very tall, just like the mountains or the trees are also like that. And what do they get? Nothing, no fruits. They bear no fruits at all. They worth and value is nothing, but they are rather cut down, and the wood from them that is acquired, that is used to build furniture and so on. But they themselves, they don't bear fruits. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he has given us such a beautiful analogy in this way to really look at it from this perspective. That right. the humbler you get, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates you. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whenever a person, he humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal elevates that person.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Another hadith, same meaning, man tawadha lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. That whoever adopts humility for Allah's sake, Allah azza wa jal elevates the status of that person. Now, that's why we humble ourselves in the court of Buzurgan Deen, in the court of Awliya Allah, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because if you humble yourself here in the court of Allah azza wa jal, then only Allah azza wa jal will raise your status.
Subhanallah.
And the person who is arrogant, who is boastful, who is disrespectful towards these noble personalities, Allah azza wa jal puts them down.
And that's why, Munasab, it's so important for us to always be humble. And this is such a beautiful piece of advice, the views of Madari Channel, to remain humble and not to be arrogant. And inshallah, we have a very beautiful kalam, and there is so much more to discuss, and we will discuss that once we come back after listening to this beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this kalam is sachi baat sikate ye hai by none other than our beloved Rukni Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari hafidhahullahu ta'ala. And thereafter we will return inshallah. So stay tuned and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
مصطفیٰ جان رحمت شمع بزم ہدایت صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان عالی شان ہے کہ جو کوئی شخص مجھ پر ایک بار درود پاک پڑھے اللہ عز و جل اس پر اپنی 10 رحمتیں نازل فرماتا ہے, اس کے 10 گناہوں کو مٹاتا ہے اور اس کے 10 درجات کو بلند فرماتا ہے. آج جو کلام آپ سننے جا رہے ہیں اس میں آپ کو بار بار درود پاک پڑھنے کا موقع ملے گا. آئیے نعت رسول مقبول بھی سنیے اور درود پاک کے ورد میں شامل ہو جائیے.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sachi baat sikhate ye hai, seedhi raah dikhate ye hai.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jaldi jaane bujhate ye hai, jaldi jaane bujhate ye hai. Roti aankhein hansate ye hai. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Qasre dana tak kis ki rasai, qasre dana tak kis ki rasai. Jaate ye hain, aate ye hain. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Faiz-e jaleel khaleel se poochho, faiz-e jaleel khaleel se poochho. Aag mein baag khilate ye hai. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. Sari kasrat paate ye hai. Sallallahu alayhi sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rab hai mu'ti ye hai qasim. Rab hai mu'ti ye hai qasim. Rizq uska hai khilate ye hai. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وسلم
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑیں اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑیں کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ وسلم کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مجدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. What a beautiful kalam we have listened to. Sachi baat sikhate ye hai. This has, I hope this has definitely rejuvenated our hearts and spirits with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the destruction of arrogance. And Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, in this regard, he mentions something very important. And he says that an arrogant person cannot like for his Muslim brother what he likes for himself. Such a person cannot become humble, which is the root of piety, humbleness. He cannot remove malice, but tells lies to protect his honor. He cannot overcome his anger due to his false respect and honor, and nor can he protect himself from jealousy. He cannot do good to anyone. Such a person who is arrogant, he remains deprived of accepting the advice of others and starts to commit the sin of backbiting against people. So in short, an arrogant person feels obligated to commit each and every evil out there and fails to carry out every good deed due to his arrogance. So this is why it is so important for us to become humble and stay away from the terrible evil like arrogance for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Masab, what a beautiful saying Imam Ghazali rahimahullah has mentioned. Now, if we, has there been, you know, any such incident in regards to our pious predecessors in which they showed their hatred and their dislikeness towards a person who is arrogant, or towards arrogance itself?
SubhanAllah, many of our pious predecessors, first of all, they themselves weren't arrogant.
SubhanAllah, yes.
That goes without saying that.
Right.
Because they followed each and every Sharia guideline strictly.
Hmm.
And arrogance is that sin, Sayyidi. It is a sin. If we take it lightly and we only consider those things that we physically do as a sin, but this is a sin of the heart.
Hmm. These are
it's
the
from within. Yes, yes, the hidden diseases, the hidden sins that are there.
Right.
And the knowledge to protect oneself against these hidden diseases, it is of utmost importance. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has written a beautiful book that is Batini Bimariyon Ka Ilaj.
Subhanallah,
where 40 such spiritual diseases are mentioned. Diseases of the heart, such as arrogance, greed, and so on and so forth. So, arrogance is cancer.
Right.
And it can ruin all our hard work and ibadah. It is mentioned that Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was the Imam of his time, subhanallah, and he was on such a high ranking wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a grand jurist of Islam, and a great muhaddith, a great mufassir, a great mufti. Despite all of that, he never had arrogance in him.
Allah.
He never had pride in him, subhanallah. And look at how he would treat, you know, people who are below him, subhanallah. As we are taught in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to humble ourselves. And he, you know, the Buzurgani Deen Awliya Allah, the verbal connotation of the hadith, it's right. In the words of the hadith.
Hmm.
But the practical example we find in the lives of awliya.
Subhanallah.
Hadith is the subhanallah theory and the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The practical is done by the men of Allah.
Subhanallah.
And they show us practically how it's done. So, and we learn by example. Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he used to visit a person, and that person would also sometimes come and visit Ala at times. And once what happened, that when he went to visit that person, one poor man came. And due to the fear of that individual, the host, because the host was a person who had pride,
right.
He would sit far, and he was sitting on a bench, and the host now was looking at him with big eyes, staring at him. And then he got frightened, and he got up and ran away. And then after a little while, that same person came to visit Ala Hazrat. And Ala Hazrat, alhamdulillah, at that time, he was there sitting on his bedstead. And when this person came, sat next to Ala Hazrat, and then while they were together, sitting together, a barber came. And this barber used to usually come and do the hair of Sidi Ala Ta'ala Ali.
Right.
And give him a haircut. So the barber came, and barber was now skeptical where to sit, where must I sit. So Allah Ta'ala looked at him and told him, come brother, come sit with us.
Allah.
Because in Islam we are all brothers.
Subhanallah.
Now look here. I mean, there's a social stigma, social we can say inequality.
Right.
That we have. And it is created by us. We are the ones who create these segregations. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given us equality. And he said that there is no superiority for a white person over a black. No vice versa.
Right.
And there is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab, and vice versa. Except by the yardstick of piety.
Subhanallah.
So it doesn't matter what lineage you have or how much of property or assets you own,
right?
And what's your profession and so on. The yardstick and criterion in Islam is piety. And never mind, he's a barber.
Yeah.
But he is our Muslim brother.
And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah still gave him that respect.
Yes. And when he did give him that respect, and he said, he reiterated it as to why he did that. Because he considers him as his Muslim brother. In Islam, we are all equal. As soon as this person, the arrogant person who came to visit Ala Hazrat, he heard this, he said, I am not going to sit here. Where a barber is allowed to sit next to us.
Allah
Akbar. He considered himself to be high and mighty and proud and boasting about his status. And you know, how dare you tell a barber to come sit next to us? I'm going. He got up and he fled the scene. And then after a while, Sayyidi Ala had mentioned, what happened to this brother who used to come visit us? He doesn't come here anymore. And then he himself, he said, no, I do not entertain arrogant people. I don't have a wish to meet an arrogant person like him. Subhanallah. And this is one parable where we learn this. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentions that there was a man in Bani Israel who was known, notorious for his wrongdoings and his misdeeds. And he used to do so much of wrong. And there was another person in the same nation of Bani Israel who was a pious person, who was an ascetic person who used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. So on one side we have an extremely evil person, a sinful person. And on the other hand we have an abid who is a true worshipper and a pious individual.
Right.
And this evil person, he was known even in the society. Everybody knew him.
That he's bad.
He's
bad news.
Yes, he's bad news. So one day he was going past this pious person. And he sees that this pious person used to have a cloud above him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided him with a cloud that would move with him.
Allah.
That would provide him shade, subhanallah. When he saw this pious person, he is in the shade of the cloud. He felt bad. He said, you know what? I think if I want shade and if I want Allah's mercy, then I must go and sit underneath that cloud. I will also get shared in his company. I must join his company then.
Right.
So he went and joined his company. And he also got the shade. Now, what happened? This pious person, he didn't like the fact. I am such a pious person and this sinful person is next to me. I can't tolerate this.
Allah.
As soon as he had this thought, this pride in his heart, that it is beneath me to stand next to an evil person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to the Nabi of Bani Israel, to the Prophet of Bani Israel, that go and tell both of them that they must now start over. Now, this person's sins were forgiven, this evil person.
Right.
And all the good deeds of this worshipper, this pious person, were destroyed due to him having pride and arrogance. Subhanallah. And they must start over and they must prove themselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the amal.
Allahu Akbar. So, Nasab, you know, this quality of arrogance, right? It shows that a person has low self-worth by portraying to be arrogant. And what we also see that, you know, especially in today's time, that if a person makes a point across, right? And person B also makes a point across, and none of them wants to step down. Now we see that this is such a major issue in our society, in community also. Well, not only here, but around the globe as well. It's a global thing. It's a global issue where, because of being arrogant, relationships get destroyed. Family gets broken, family ties get cut, just because of being arrogant and having this thing about, a person may have this thing about themselves that, you know what, who are you to tell me like this? Don't you know your status? Can't you see where I am and where are you? How dare you talk to me like that? I'll give you one and then you'll see stars. These are the kinds of wordings of how people talk nowadays with the conduct, wherein the people tend to forget that we are created from soil. We are going to return to soil. Why show arrogance? Why must a person's head be in the skies? You know? So we have to learn to be humble. I remember there's a very beautiful story of Mahmud Ghaznavi. And he had a slave named Ayaz. And as time went, Ayaz started off as a slave. As time went, he progressed and then he became a very close minister of Mahmud Ghaznavi. Now, the other ministers of Mahmud Ghaznavi, they felt arrogant, you know, because obviously now, by the time Ayaz reached that maqam and that status, these ministers, they were already, you know, they already held that high position. So they felt this arrogance in them. They look at him from a slave and now he's climbing up, up, up. They had this arrogance in them. They had this pride and jealousy in them. So what they did was, they went to Mahmud Ghaznavi and they told him that, you see, your minister, your khas minister who you like, so much you like him. He goes into his room. He locks the door. He doesn't allow anyone to enter. And this is his daily habit. Every single day he does this. He doesn't allow anyone to come in. And after a while, he comes out. So these ministers, they were telling Mahmud Ghaznavi, putting ill thoughts in his mind, that look, he goes inside there because he's accumulating royal wealth. All your treasures that you get, you're trusting him so much. He is taking his share from there and he's keeping it in this room, which is why he's not allowing anyone to enter. So the ministers, they had this thing against Ayaz. So Mahmud Ghaznavi, he was wise and he trusted Ayaz as well. So for the sake of, you know, to give them peace of mind, these ministers, he accepted their request and he said, okay, you want to break the door? They said they want to break the door and go in to see what he's doing. So Mahmud Ghaznavi, he says, okay. When they enter the room, they see Ayaz is there. Room is empty. One old pair of sandal was lying there. And another old item was there also. They got astonished. They got surprised. And what they came to expect now was completely the opposite. Mm-hmm. So they took him to Mahmud Ghaznavi. And he asked Ayaz, that, oh Ayaz, why have you kept an old pair of sandal and this other old item in your room? For what reason? Why do you go there all the time? You lock the doors. So Ayaz says that I do this every day to remind myself of the time when I was a slave. Allah. And not to forget my roots as I'm progressing through these stages. And now I am your close minister. So in order for me to avoid being arrogant and to avoid showing off, in order to avoid having pride, I always make myself, I always remind myself that this is what I was. That tells us that we should never forget our roots. And this is often the case, Masab, that people forget their roots. And then when they become all, you know, head up in the sky, and then they think that they are the only ones in this dunya. They are the only ones in this world who can say what they want to say, go where they want to go, do what they want to do. But the end result will be destruction and nothing else besides that. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, listen to this very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the one who adopts humility in front of his Muslim brother, Allah Azza wa Jal will bestow eminence to him. And the one who expresses his superiority in front of him, Allah Azza wa Jal will disgrace him. Now, this blessing, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it contains such a beautiful point to ponder for those who consider themselves to be superior. Because this worldly respect, you know, those who consider themselves superior, because the worldly respect and prestige of a person, it has no value at all, who is disgraced and insulted in the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real respect is for a person is to become humble and respectable in the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the Quran teaches us, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran about the condemnation of arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the translation from Kanzul Iman. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals the entire heart of every arrogant, rebellious person. And in another ayah, it is mentioned, the translation from Kanzul Iman, it is mentioned that, and I shall turn those people away from my signs who unjustly wish to see greatness in the earth. Now, regarding this last ayah, Sayyidina Ibn Jurayj rahimahullah, he has said that this means arrogant people will neither ponder over the Quranic ayah nor get any lesson from them because of being arrogant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals the hearts of arrogant people. Such people who are arrogant and, you know, boastful about themselves, they are disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that, you know, the wealth, a post that you may have, health, power, your caste, etc., all of these, it is in this dunya and it will come to an end. It is temporary. So those who look down upon Muslims after, you know, priding themselves on these things, should keep in mind the evils of arrogance. And such people, they should become humble. And being humble should develop the feelings of sympathy for the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he says that worse is he who considers himself to be good and feels pride and forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that undoubtedly there is a place in hell in which arrogant people will be put in, and it will be shut from the top. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine the severe punishment for being arrogant? And this narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very profound one, in which he said that on the day of judgment, arrogant people will be resurrected like ants with human faces. Even a very small thing will dominate them. Then they will be driven to a prison in hell called Bulas. And there they will be engulfed in a massive fire. And on top of that, they will be made to drink the pus of the hell dwellers, those staying in Jahannam. Who are these people? These are people who had arrogance in them. So you think for yourself, is this having arrogance, having pride, is it really something that is worth it in this short time that we have in this world? No, it's not at all worth it. Rather, if we humble ourselves, as Munasab has mentioned, if we humble ourselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will raise our status. But if we have to become arrogant, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces such a person. And for this, understand it from this beautiful story. And this story is such that there was once a beggar, and he went to a rich man, a rich person, and this rich person told him to go away. This poor beggar, he went to this rich man, told him that, "I need this, I need that." The rich man said, "No, get up from here." He hurt his feelings, he insulted him, etc., etc. And then after some time has passed, this same rich man, he became bankrupt. Right? He became bankrupt. And he ended up, he lost all his money. And on top of that, he had a lot of slaves as well. So when he became bankrupt, his friends, his family members, servants, all of them, they left him and he became poor. Now the slave who drove the beggar out by pushing on his master's order, he was bought by, he had now a new rich master. That same slave who pushed away that other slave, the rich man, he became poor, he got replaced with another rich person, right? And some time has passed, a slave, one beggar came crying by the door, very loudly, he was crying. And this new rich person now, he was a very soft-hearted person. He had humility in him, he had humbleness in him, and he would love to always be there for the poor, be there for the needy, help them out. And so he says, "Go and see who is crying there." So he goes, and when the slave opens the door, he gets a shock of his life. Because he looks at that person, and that person was none other than his previous master.
Allah.
That rich man who became bankrupt, now he is begging at the door. And so the slave goes back to his new master, and he got a sad face on him. So his new master asks him that, "Why are you so sad? What's making you so sad? Anything happened?" And he tells him all what had happened to his previous master. And after listening to it, he says that all of your story that you've narrated to me, I am that same beggar who your previous master drove away. And today Allah Ta'ala brought him at my door to ask me.
Allah.
So we see from this narration and from this lesson, we don't know when the tables may turn. You know, it's really pointless going to someone who maybe a person may have a nice car, and a person may have no car but is riding a bicycle. And by showing arrogance, if we have to rebuke such a person, undermine such a person, then who knows, tomorrow it may be our turn.
Exactly, there is a reason to say that the world is round. What goes around, it really comes up.
Definitely.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned it. He said, "Kama tadinu tudan." as you do, so shall be done to you.
Yeah.
And this is so true. This is the universal law. That whatever a person does, it comes back 360 degrees. And arrogance is that destruction, the force of destruction. Paya resembles arrogance and pride.
Right.
Whereas the earth resembles humbleness and humility. Fire destroys and the earth grows, flourishes. And this is the, there's no similarity between the two.
Yeah.
They're a total opposite of each other.
Definitely.
So we shouldn't be Chaitan, let's say, made of fire. And Adam alayhi salam made of earth. Made from the earth material. And he refused to make sajda to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Then he says, as a justification, that Ya Allah, you created him from clay, from sand, and you created me from fire. Fire rises higher. But that was his logic. Allahu Akbar. And thus he became arrogant. Fir'aun, who used to claim to be God, the people must worship him. And he made people worship him forcefully.
Right.
And when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went to him with a proposal of guidance, subhanallah, that if you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and if you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can have, you can still have your kingdom. That was the offer. So he was considering it. He actually considered this offer.
Yeah.
Until he met his advisor Haman. Haman said, what has gotten into you? The same guy who was the God to people and whom people worshipped, are you now going to tell people to worship somebody else and you are also going to turn to his worship? And this made Fir'aun arrogant. And both the arrogant people, Fir'aun and his advisor, arrogance kept him from adhering to Iman, from adhering to faith, from taking the guidance of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. It is the arrogance. Even Abu Jahl, there was a time, a point in time where even he was questioned that you know it is true. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a true messenger of Allah. You know it deep down. He said, yes, I know. But social pressure, this pressure, that pressure, arrogance. His arrogance wouldn't accept it.
This arrogance, it blinds you.
Blinds you. I mean, Shaitan, Iblis, it knew. He was the teacher of angels. And he was the treasurer. He was. He also read Lawh-e Mahfuz. He knew the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels, the angelic domain. Despite all of that, he knew, despite that, he disbelieved because of arrogance. And the people of the book, as it is mentioned in the glorious Quran, it's not that they didn't know about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They knew. The Quran says they knew, they recognized him better than they could recognize their own children.
Allah.
يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. But what was the result? Due to their pride, arrogance, greed, they never accepted the truth. And this is what we get to learn. Pride is that evil that makes you deprived of so much in place.
A person wouldn't even be able to accept an advice which is beneficial for them.
Yes. A person was arrogant. He's like the shape of a dome, you see?
Right.
It is pointing up.
Deep.
And whatever you put on it, you can never place anything on it.
It goes on the sides.
Right. It will trickle down. And then Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, you know, to give advice and conditioning such people who are not worthy, conditioning and grooming unworthy people is like trying to place walnut on a dome.
Allah.
It will never stay there. Before we do anything, we must really humble ourselves, you know. That is why when we make dua, we humble ourselves and we say in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take the blame for our wrongdoing. and we admit in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is humility.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. We've discussed, you know, the destruction of arrogance. What is the outcome of a person being arrogant? As we've heard the story of Mahmud al-Ghaznavi and Ayaz and those ministers. We've heard so many other stories of the rich man and that beggar, how the tables turn. And so one may ask, you know, what are some tips or some things in which a person can protect themselves from arrogance? And in this regard, there are so many beautiful pointers, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And one such pointer is that the very first thing that will remove arrogance is to make salam to each and every Muslim, whether you know them or you don't know them, whether they are younger, whether they are older, you still be the first to make salam, because by making salam, it will remove arrogance from your heart. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to take the lead in saying salam even to the children. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed by some boys and he said salam to them. And thereafter, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to do the same. By making salam, whether we know the person or we don't know the person, if we see one child running, then we should be the first, you know, assalamu alaikum, how are you? This will, you know, it will remove our ego, it will remove our arrogance, and this will actually cause a sense of unity. No, so this is very beautiful as well. And another point is also to do, for a person to do their own work, you know, to do things themselves.
Yes.
As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the person who carries his luggage himself, he gets free from arrogance.
And
this is so beautiful. By doing we can start off by making our own beds, not expecting anyone else to make our own beds, us taking out the trash bins, us doing all of these things, it removes the arrogance and this feeling of pride within us. But how many of us are doing that nowadays?
Yes, we must serve ourselves.
Yes.
Instead of trying to become makhdoom and, you know, looking for a khadim.
Yeah.
And this is not really suited for a person who wants to humble himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do his own chores at home. He would partake in household chores. He would mend his own clothes.
Subhanallah.
He would help out with other household works. Subhanallah. Daily works, you know, like, just like how we do at home every day, daily chores. And this should teach us that if the master of all mankind, the master of all, the entire kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he can do that, then
subhanallah, subhanallah. So what are some of the solutions are there for us to avoid arrogance, for us to not have this pride in us? It's just for us to take that initiative and to implement it in our lives.
Yes.
And finally, dear viewers of Madani Channel, before we conclude, there's approximately 1 minute left. And I would leave you with this one pointer in which we can save ourselves from being arrogant. And that is that whenever you have a difference of opinion with someone else, and it is known to you that the person is right, then instead of being stubborn, acknowledge the truth and appreciate the person for his right opinion by commenting or by saying that, brother, you are right. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. However, this, you know, to do this, it's difficult for a person to make it known that, okay, you are right and I am accepting that you are right. Now, if a person has, if you have to tell the person that, yes, okay, you are right, although you know you've made your point across and you are right, but if you do this, you will be free from having arrogance in your heart.
Allah Sayyidi, to conclude that and to substantiate it, a beautiful share of Allah, which says, we know the superiority of Madina Munawwara, subhanAllah. It resides in all our hearts, subhanAllah. But some people are of the opinion that Makkah is more superior. So Sayyidi Allah says, no problem. You know, Taiba Nasayyab, مکہ ہی بڑا ظاہر ہم عشق کے بندے ہیں کیوں بات بڑا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سو بیوٹیفل مناصر ویل دی ویوز اف مدنی چینل دیر یو ہیو اٹ امپلیمنٹ دیز ان یور لائف اینڈ پروٹیکٹ یور سیلف فرام ارگنس اینڈ انشاء اللہ وی ول بی بیک ود another beautiful topic of discussion. Until next time, inshallah, stay tuned and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom.